She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelly Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Indeed, indeed. That means it's Thursday. And even though all this headline news has happened, we take just a couple of seconds to put the front page of the paper down and say, okay, now let's talk about something that is real news in all of our lives, and that is what is good for our children and for our families. And I'm so grateful that Shelly Goldberg has been doing this with us. If you ever miss any of our segments with Shelly, there's a whole archive of them at the Kevin McCullough podcast page on SoundCloud.com. You can also access that through the station's website. But it's called the Parenting Express, and if you go there, you can listen to all of them going back, all the way to last year. Shelly, this time of year. At least in the McCullough house, we turn to a different bunch of reading material. For instance, like before bedtime, while we're reading other stories during the year, now they want all the stories every night to be about Christmas. And you thought it would be fun to take a look at your bookshelf today. So what are we going to find on the bookshelf of Shelly Goldberg today?
Well, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I'm calling this segment Shelly's Bookcase or Bookshelf because I've got these great books and I always want to share them. And you're giving me this wonderful opportunity to do just that.
Yeah.
So I found a book that I think is perfect for the season and the things that we really should be focusing on. It's called 20 Teachable Virtues, Practical Ways to Pass on Lessons of Virtue and Character to Your Children.
Mm.
So 20 Teachable Virtues, and the author is Dr. Jerry Wyckoff, W-Y-C-K-O-F-F.
Just like Wyckoff, New Jersey. Now, what do you like about this book in particular? What is it about this one? Because there's several that are out there that are on the Book of Virtues by Dr. Bennett and some other things. What is it about this one that you like?
Well, thank you for asking. By the way, I have several on my bookshelf. I think that we live in a rather character-starved universe these days.
I second that.
I mean, is that a good way of expressing it?
You know, absolutely.
And I think anything that helps parents in a way that's simple, easy to read, easy to follow, you're not overwhelmed by it. You can read one chapter, put it down, come back to chapter two a couple of days later and just pick up where you left off. That's a good read for parents. And this is very easy. You know, the chapter headings are segmented by the different 20 teachable virtues. And let me ask you before I get into them, Kevin, what do you think? If you were going to teach virtues, what do you think, what first comes to mind is some of the things Kevin would need to do to teach or pass on those virtues to your children?
Well, you would want to try to be modeling them yourself, because if you try to teach something that you're not doing, they're going to spot a hypocrite a mile away, and then they're going to say, hey, how come you don't do what you're telling us to do? But I'm very much in the Dennis Prager school on this. If I have the choice between raising a child who has a full measure of self-esteem and is totally healthy physically and all these other things, but they have a flawed character, they're not honest and they're not good and they're not kind, I would rather them be good and kind and honest than have all the other advantages that life could offer them. And I know that runs counterintuitive to what a lot of parents think today, but I'm more concerned about who they are as a person in their soul than what they get to experience and what they get to live out, physically. So that this would be kind of right up my alley. I totally want this stuff to be going into my kids.
Okay, well, bravo. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I mean, sometimes we think it's the playing chess and the tennis and the great grades and the supercomputer literacy skills and all that stuff. And that's great. That's important. But the most important, as far as I'm concerned and as far as you're concerned, are the values and the virtues. They lay the foundation for everything else. Those are the things that kids carry with them, and they affect friendships, marriage, relationships at work, and ultimately mental and physical health. So, you know, these are things, you know, as parents are thinking about buying expensive presents for their kids and going on expensive trips, always come back to the things that really matter. And you said, when we talked about how do you teach virtues, you said, and you were right, Kevin, modeling the behavior yourself. So number one, you model the behavior yourself, for sure. Two, always be on the lookout for additional models of the behavior.
Right.
You look for other people in your family who model the behavior, people in literature, in movies, because you want to be able to point it out to your children whenever you see it. You want to encourage the practice of the behaviors. That's number two. Three, reinforce the behavior with praise and privileges. P&P, praise and privileges. And also be aware of teachable moments to bring attention to the behavior and the virtues that you want to instill in your children. What do I mean by that? If patience is a virtue, which according, you know, to Dr. Wyckoff, it's certainly one of his 20 teachable virtues, a teachable moment might be when you're online and the going to the movies or, with the cashier, and you're getting, Kevin's getting a little impatient, your child's getting a little impatient. Perfect time, perfect opportunity to talk about patience, to discuss it. That's your teachable moment. So here are some of the I'm sure this would be on your list, Kevin, but the teachable virtues: empathy, fairness, courage, courage of convictions, courage not being paralyzed by anxiety and fears, humor, the silly part of humor, not sarcasm, but the
right.
silliness in life, respect, loyalty, patience, self-reliance, self-motivation, self-discipline, trustworthiness. Those are just some of them. I don't think I went through all 20, but certainly those are, that's the foundation.
Well, and it's a very good whetting of the appetite for people to get more. The name of the book, 20 Teachable Virtues?
Yes, by Dr.
All right.
Wyckoff.
By Dr. Wyckoff. Shelley, thank you so much. This is very, very good stuff.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, someone who I would love to introduce a book of virtue to, Anne Hathaway, the actress. She had something to say. I'm going to have to deal with it next. My final thoughts, just around the corner.